views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for this very special next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life you desire and help you to cope with the loss of your pet. I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, be sure to sign up for the newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with lots of tools and techniques to help you to create the life that you've just been desiring. So that website, again, is AskSueLondon.com. So, Christopher, my friend, how are you this week?
Well, the usual. I'm busy, but I met with Annabelle Montalbano today. She's going to kick up my fitness plan starting Saturday morning. I never went on a Saturday before. We're going to jump it up to 4 days a week starting next week. And we're going to start talking about, you guessed it, diet. So we've been doing the workout thing, and I know you've been talking to me about diet for a long time, but now Annabelle is jumping in, and she agrees with you and Lena, and is and all about no GMOs and protein bars and all of that stuff. So
Since we did the show with Michelle Bond, and I experienced what these GMOs did to me when I was down, in December, I have really been doing a lot of research, even since last week, and I now have Gus, our dog, on raw foods. I've started him on a new diet, and he's having now the raw food plan.
And so what is some of that raw food?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't have it right here in front of me, but there's like lettuce in it, there's kale, there's broccoli, there's turkey, there's like ground bones. There's a real different list of ingredients depending on what you're giving them. And so they suggested that, because I had started like making the homemade food for Willie and Gus before we lost Willie a couple weeks ago. And then Gus, we just got back into giving him the dog food because we had our daughter's dog, Mia, here. And so we got out of it, and then he wouldn't eat the dog food again because he liked the homemade stuff. So I just started learning that if you make homemade food, it's important that you have to put supplements on their food because animals need that. And so I was out. The right person came along and has been educating me all week on raw food for dogs. And you start them on one thing, and then you see how they make out. Their stools are smaller as a result of having that. They drink less water.
Oh, I didn't want to think about the stool part of it.
Well, you know what? Like, I'm sharing this because we've only had Gus on this for 2.5 days. He'll have supper tonight. This will be the third day. And he's really, really doing a lot better.
Honestly think, Sue, that you get into that part of it just to see if I'm paying attention. And I am paying attention.
I know. But no, I'm really, I had no idea when I started working on my own health, what would happen, how the domino effect would happen. that my kids would start eating differently. My grandchildren would say, is this gluten in this, Grandma? You know, and now, like, seeing how I was affected by crap and filler, right?
Right.
And additives. And I thought, I don't want my dogs. My dogs are my babies. So I wanted to feed them healthy, too. And, yeah, Gus is, like, loving this food. It's like, mealtime, hurry up and bring it on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that has been my focus this week. And we have some special news that we're going to be having tomorrow happen here, but I'm going to save that till the end of the show to share what that special news is. You know it, that we're going to let everyone know.
But we'll let the listeners know at the end of the show. That's great.
What's that?
I said we'll let the listeners know at the end of the show.
At the end of the show. That's right. Yeah, so tomorrow's our big date, but I can't tell everybody. You have to wait until the end of the show to hear it.
Suspense.
So I thought what I want to do tonight, Chris, we're going to do another show like we did a few years ago. You remember that show when we lost Molly?
Yes.
Right. So I've had so many people connecting with me a few weeks ago, folks. You've been hearing me say that we lost our dog, Willie, a couple weeks ago. And it has been an amazing adventure, an amazing journey. Signs, messages have been coming to our family, to me like crazy. I'm sitting here right now, and I've got three layers on me. I'm so cold. It's 85 degrees Fahrenheit here, and I'm shaking. I'm so cold, and I'm surrounded with all my animals on the other side. So this is going to be an interesting show, got to tell you, Chris, because I don't know what to expect as far as technology or how it's going to go, but I know the animals on the other side are definitely running this show.
That's a good feeling, though, because many people can relate to what you're saying. And I think some of us, I mean, we all love our animals so much. And one of the things that we have to accept is the bereavement, the fact that animals live such short lives. And it's very, very, very difficult to deal with. And it's just something that, you know, I think that all of your animals have tried to help you to cope with that. And I think that's what's going on now.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, I want everyone to know that your pets have come into your life for a reason. Only you can know what that reason is. I can tell you that when I was growing up, I was an only child, and I had a dog, Spot. We rescued her from the local shelter. She shed hair. She was abused. She was kicked out of a car. She had lots of stuff. She was very shy. I grew up as an only child, very shy, and Spot got me through my childhood. And as I grew up, you know, her health failed and she went downhill. And, you know, I swore after I lost Spot that I would never get another dog again. Never. I was so attached to her. She was even going to walk me down the aisle, like when I got married.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, so when I lost her, it was like the end of the world. Not only did I lose my pet, I lost my best friend. I lost the one that I confided my joys, my fears, my secrets, and everything in it. And the thing that was the hardest for me, and I want all parents listening to this, is that I had no say of her being put down. I didn't even know she was put down for a couple days later. And my parents thought that as being 17, or sorry, I guess I was 19, they did not think that I should go through that. So they just took her to the animal hospital and had her put down, and I found out from somebody else. And, you know, I grieved not only losing her, but not being able to have the opportunity to say goodbye. And so I want everyone listening to know, involve your family in this process. When we were losing Willie, we called the kids. All of our kids had come home to say goodbye. Even our grandchildren were here. And it's part of life. So, you know, go through it together, support each other, and don't leave your kids out. Don't you agree, Chris?
Yes, I do agree.
Yeah, so that's the first lesson I want to teach you all. You're kind of getting the feeling here, we are doing this special show tonight for all you animal lovers. And the show is dedicated to all the pets that we have loved and who we have lost. And anyone who has a pet that is getting ready to cross, we want to help you to know that your pet's going to be okay. And we're going to talk about some signs and messages that our pets give us to prepare for their death, and the signs and the messages that I bring, they bring to us after we cross. And I can tell you, it has been insane here with the amount of messages and signs that Willie has brought us in the last couple weeks. We lost him on January the 8th, folks. And it's like nonstop here. So we're going to kind of give you some examples and, you know, here to support you through this process. So know you're not alone, that there are many of us out there that, you know, we miss our pet. It's like the end of the world when you have to say goodbye to your pet. Been there, done that, and Chris will tell you that, you know, the right ones show up to help you with that process, just like, you know, Chris was there May the 3rd, 2012, to be exact. Right, Christopher?
Well, you know, I didn't remember the date, but I figured that you would have remembered that, and yes, I was.
Yeah, and folks, you can go back on my get host page on Transformation Talk Radio. Look up May the 17th. It was a week later that you and I talked about everything that happened on that show, didn't we? We talked about what happened during the show that we lost Molly, because I think you'll find all that very interesting. So we're going to take a break soon, but before we go to break, I want to share a poem with you. Okay.
Okay.
This poem is called Rainbow Bridge. Do you know it? Do you know the poem?
Yeah, yes. As a matter of fact, that's been read many times on the station. We have a couple of people who do things with pets on the air. Heidi, who does the pet tip of the day after 8 o'clock, and also one of our former employees had lost a dog and had brought the poem to the radio station. But I think the listeners would love to hear it again.
Yeah, well, I want to share that with you because every time I've lost a pet, it has been given to me. And it's a reminder for all of us to know that our pets are okay once they go to the other side. So I hope you find it healing as much as I did. So the name of the poem is A Rainbow Bridge. The author is unknown. Okay, so just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There's plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and all of our friends are warm and comfortable. All of the animals who have been ill and old are restored to health and vigor. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again, just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who had to be left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are intent. His eager body quivers. Suddenly, he begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. You have been spotted, and when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face. Your hands again caress the beloved head, and you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet, so long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. Then you cross Rainbow Bridge together.
Hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that gets me every time. Every time I hear it.
I thought I was going to get choked up on that, but I did really good.
Me too. A lot of pet owners that have lost, you know, loved ones. That's a pet is a loved one.
Yeah.
And that's very soothing, I think.
I think so, too. I find that the more I say it, it even helps me. And I know what I know when I see them on the other side. So I'm sure that everyone listening, you know, has done something for you. So I hope something that we say today will help you. Let's take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about a very important selfless act that you can do for your special friend. So stay tuned. We're going to take that quick break. Learn more about me at AskSueLondon.com, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we have a very special show that's dedicated to all our pets that we have loved and lost. The topic of our show is signs and messages from the other side. Now, I've got to say, and Chris, correct me, the hardest thing for a pet owner is to have to make that decision when time to say goodbye. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do agree.
Yeah. I can tell you, folks, that for me, that is, as much as I know that my pet's going to be okay, making that decision is, the best way I can say it is gut-wrenching. That's absolutely the best way that I can say it. I know, you know, many people have come to me and they've said that they don't know if they're doing the right thing. They don't know if it's if the dog's in pain. They don't know if this is right or should they do this and should they do that. And I want you to know right away that when your pet, you know, they give you signs. You know your pets. You just have to take a breath, and you know, your pet will give you a sign. Watch how you feel. Now, I know I'm very sensitive to animals, and I can feel in my body what happens with animals. So for me, knowing when it's time for my pets, it really makes it easier for me, if you can say that. So if you're listening and you're struggling with is it the right time, I can help you through that. You just simply have to send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. But I want to tell you that I said before the break I was going to give you a little tip on one thing not to be selfless about. And that is, when you know it's the time for your pet to go, or when you see your pet struggling, please don't hang on. Don't let your pet go. Like, let your pet go. Don't keep hanging on and not let them go. I want to give you an example of how powerful by you hanging on and not letting your pet go will affect things, okay? Now, my dog Rocky. I had this dog. This was the first dog that I got after Spot crossed over. Okay, I went from age, 18, 19, and I was 25 when I got Rocky. And how it happened was it was meant to be. This was a neighbor behind me that knew that I had this love for animals, but I kept grieving. I wasn't, you know, letting go of Spot and making room for more love of another dog coming into my life. And he knew I had a gift with animals, so he was persistent. Johnny was his name. God bless Johnny. I know you're on the other side listening and being a part of this show too. So what happened? Rocky was born to Johnny's dog. It was one of his litter. Johnny had asked me to come over to get one of the dogs. I said, absolutely not. I am not falling in love with another dog. I can't go through that pain of losing another dog again in my life. So what happened? It was meant to be for Rocky to be in my life, because a year later, the person who had adopted him came back to Johnny and said, you know, I can't keep the dog, had some reasons, and if he couldn't find a home, then Rocky was going to be put to sleep. So here's this really cute, adorable Shih Tzu, and a year old, and the owner was going to put him down because it didn't have a home. That's all it took for me to take Rocky into my life. Little did I know that when I got that dog, 8 months later, I was going to be diagnosed with Crohn's disease. I was going to go through illness in my life. I was going to have a life and death pregnancy, go through abuse with my ex. I was then going to, go through divorce. And then this dog was going to help me through all of those challenges and bring Mr. Wright, my future husband, Ross, into my life. And I can tell you that the dog got me through all of those challenges. And then when I got through the challenges and when Ross came into my life, he found his replacement and Rocky's health started to go downhill. Okay? So the dog came into my life for a reason. You agree, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I think it definitely happened for a reason.
Totally, right? Okay, so here's what happened. So I knew that Rocky was starting to go downhill, but I didn't want to let him go. I felt so much love for him and his strength and courage and support and everything that I never have had in my life, right? I didn't want to let that go. I didn't want to let him go. So he continued to struggle, and I was carrying him up and down the stairs. And finally, friends were saying, seriously, Sue, you need to let him go. And a friend said to me, you know what? You got to just let him go, and I promise you he will cross. He's just waiting for you to let him go. And I thought, no, this is not how this works. He'll die when it's his time, you know. But I was just so focused on not wanting to let him go. And, folks, I'm really emphasizing this because how many of us are doing this, right? This is what stops the process and takes your pet out of pain.
Now, you remember the story that I had. That's very difficult for a lot of people, Sue. The letting go process. You remember the story of Stanley, the dog that I got as a puppy. My parents had the mother, actually. And then she had a litter of three, and we kept the son. Stanley, I named him. I know that's kind of a crazy dog name, but I wanted him to have a different name than Fido or Spot. Or you remember this now.
And, yeah, I had a dog Spot. I know.
We've been through this before, if you remember.
I know.
and then in 2000, he made it all the way to 2001. Almost made it to his 18th birthday. He just missed his 18th birthday. And the last 3 months of his life, I basically protested putting him, I can't even say it, putting him down, you know?
Yeah.
And I protested, and I did get my way. And the last 3 months of his life, I was carrying him outside. He couldn't even walk towards the end.
Yeah.
But I would suggest to people that they, you know, need to do the best they can to let them go, because they're,
totally,
you know, more than likely suffering. However, however, if I could go back and do it all again, I think I would have rather have taken care of him the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And I know that's not right, but that's what I still feel that way today.
Well, I can tell you that it was months that I did not want to let Rocky go. And this is common with people. Like, you love your pets so much, you don't want to let them go, right? And so what I ended up doing, and this is, I want to recommend everyone do this, because this will, like, maybe be a aha moment for you. I had a friend say to me, sit down and just start journaling. Just start writing down everything that Rocky did for you. And I did. I started writing down all of the things he did for me, all of the challenges that I faced and how he was there to support me unconditionally. He gave me unconditional love. He supported me. He gave me, you know, took me out of my pain. And here I'm reading all of this. I'm thinking, this dog took me out of my pain and he can't go up and down the stairs. What kind of a person am I to watch this dog suffer when he did so much for me? So I found when going through that process of writing down what my pet had done, it really, really helped me to, you know, if you can say, come to the realization it was his time. And so does that help, Chris? Like, do you think you could do that again? I've got him speaking.
I'm sorry about that, Sue. We have a phone call coming in. I was answering the phone while you were talking to me there.
Oh, okay. I was saying, like, I found by writing out, you know, what he had done for me really, really helped me. And that came to the realization that, you know what, okay, so that is, you know, he's done so much for me. I'm being selfish by not letting him go. And so, okay, so I made the decision, okay, that this is his time. So here's an example, what happens when you let go of your pet. So I couldn't call the vet to have the vet come to the house. And by the way, folks, you can have your vets come to your house too, which I totally recommend you always do it that way, not going there. That's tougher. So what happened, the vet came to our house and he's telling us, you know, expect this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? This is not going to happen. My dog's different. My dog's special. This is not going to happen. And I'm also a Reiki master, and so I also give my pets Reiki. Reiki is a healing energy modality, and it helps people, animals, heal on physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. It helps you feel strength. It helps your pets all around, right? So as I'm holding Rocky, this vet's telling me what possibly to expect. I have Ross at my side. I have Molly there. Ross is holding Molly, and we're going through this. And so the vet said, you know, he's telling me what to expect. And all of a sudden I stopped. I tuned him out, and I turned to Rocky, and I said, you know, I really love you. You brought me so much. I thank you for everything you did. I know you're suffering. I love you. I let you go, and I will always have you in my heart. As soon as I said, I love you, I let you go, that was it. Right away, within seconds, Rocky passed over and peacefully in my arms. Oh. And that's all it took was for me just to say to him, I love you, and I let you go. And folks, if you're listening, I can tell you, I've seen this over and over and over again, and that's all you have to do. It's us hanging on that our pets love us so much, and they want to be there. They're committed to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not ready, they won't go. They, you know, so that's one thing, you know, I want you to consider if you're having to make that decision. Write it out, what you're experiencing. Write down all the things that your pet did for you. And, you know, you don't know where that writing will go. For me, that my journaling, it actually became an article that was published in 3 countries in magazines in Canada, England, and the United States. It became a book series called Rocky's Journey and a speech on the healing power of pets in our life. So you don't know when you do something what will happen, and Rocky is still at my side. I think we have to go to a commercial break. Am I talking too much here today, Chris?
No, well, that was very important. I'm glad you got that all out. And just the whole letting go. Letting go is just so difficult. I think you're helping people. But I think the poem, Rainbow Ridge, that you read a little earlier, I think that definitely is a big help.
Yeah, well, and you know, I'm not saying that it's easy to let your pet go, folks. I'm not saying you're going to write it down. You're going to grieve. I can still tell you that, you know, our kids, myself, Ross, we are still crying tears of Willie and all of our other pets, and I get choked up. I know they're still with me. I see them. I'm communicating with them. But there is this feeling that we all go through. We go through a process, and it's natural. It's normal. It's hard to let go of a pet. We love them. They're our children. They're our families. So don't be hard on yourself, but know that's something that you can do to make the process easier, if you can say it's easy. I guess that's the best way to say it, Chris.
Well said.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more about signs and messages from our pets. Stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, throughout the show, I've been talking about how our pets prepare us for their deaths. Well, if you've been listening to the show, you will know now that a couple of weeks ago, our family lost our best friend, Willie. Willie was a little Shih Tzu. He was 12 years old. He came into our life at a time when our family was starting new beginnings. A few years earlier, I had gone through divorce, and during the time, Willie was our strength. His comical traits brought laughter back into our home. He was a dog that we knew he wouldn't have a long lifespan. He was crushed as a puppy. Only him and his brothers survived. I was asked to adopt him because of being a healer, and he was given daily Reiki massages from me that helped him to be able to learn to walk again, and his hip went on to being okay. When he was about 10 years old, he had a stroke. That was another lesson he taught me when I said, "Oh, Will, I wish I could take it from you." And I took on the stroke symptoms, believe it or not, folks. He's been a great teacher for me. He was my sidekick at book signings and when we promoted the Healing Power of Pets. He was a certified pet therapy dog, and he went into sick kids' hospitals and nursing homes and schools with me. And his very comical loud snore kept our family up all night. And I got to tell you, Will, I know you're listening. I don't miss the snore. It's nice to finally get sleep after the last 12 years. But, you know, the traits that our pets bring us, we never forget. We always remember. And so knowing that Willie's time was coming to an end was pretty tough for our family because he meant so much, as all of our pets do. But because he was not only our pet, he was my, I guess you could say, my business sidekick as well. So he was pretty special. So what happened, and, you know, we all know, don't you think, Chris, when it's time. Sometimes we don't want to face it, but we know. Deep down inside, we know.
Well, I think if those of us who don't accept it, like me, maybe deep inside we know, but I really didn't know. I didn't know what the right thing was to do with Stanley.
But you know when it's coming to the end for them, is what I'm saying.
Unfortunately.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened for us was that at Christmas time, Ross and I started talking, and Ross and I both knew that that was going to be our last Christmas with Willie. We just knew. I had been having many dreams at night, and folks, just to let you know, your dreams do tell you something, so be aware of them when you have dreams. And I knew that we were coming to an end with our time here with Willie, and I was feeling in my body that what was happening with Willie. I'm very sensitive, and I do feel other stuff, as Chris can tell you when he has the odd can of soda. But that's another show, as we've covered in the past, right, my friend? but I knew that Willie's heart was beginning to give out on January the 6th. And Ross just woke up on the next morning and just knew he had to have some quiet time with Willie. And he sat with Willie, and they said their goodbyes. And it was a special time for the two of them. And I just knew that day I had to stop working. I had to just put all my focus on Willie. I just felt it, and I went with it. And being a Reiki master, for those of you that don't know what Reiki is, as I mentioned earlier, it's an energy healing that you can do on people, situations, animals, plants, the world. It's an amazing modality to know. And I'm really blessed that I'm a Reiki master and can do this. Reiki master means I can teach Reiki, and I do teach people how to do Reiki on their pets. So what happens, normally a healer would give Reiki for about an hour session. When I work on animals, they generally can be anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour max, like, and not even normally that long, but I've had the odd dog that likes to be worked on that long. So I worked on Willie for 18 hours that day. And it was absolutely amazing journey what we went through together. As the evening was going on, Willie was connecting with the other side. And when I say connecting with the other side, so that you're all aware of this, what was happening with Willie was he was looking around in spots where there was nothing there that you would think, okay? When I say that you would think, he was connecting with the other side. He would look, he would go to the corner, and he would just stare. And there was an animal on the other side there, you know, to support him. Our house was full of animals, of people on the other side, of angels. It was freezing in our house, folks. And I'm emphasizing freezing because we had the temperature set, well, Chris, I was telling you, it was 84 degrees Fahrenheit.
You said 85.
85.
Okay.
And I was freezing that night. Like, I couldn't get enough on me. I could have put my winter coat on and still been cold. And when you feel that temperature like that, folks, that's to make you aware you have others on the other side there with you, okay? So our house is full at this point, okay? Our dog Gus was kind of looking around, but he was more like, okay, well, you know, this, yeah, whatever. He wasn't connecting like Willie was, let me put it that way. And Willie was, you know, really staring at them. He'd look around and he would look at me, and I, you know, was helping him through the process. And of course, I'm holding him, and I'm saying to him, you know, Will, I love you so much, my friend, and I know your time is coming. So, you know, there's the white light. We saw the white light, the tunnel together, and he was getting ready to go, and he still kept connecting with them on the other side. And, you know, they give us a sign when it's time. And Willie and I had this look we did with each other when we knew stuff. And he gave me the look, and his breathing was getting harder. And I woke up Ross, and we went to the vet hospital. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a vet to come out here because we're new to the area. But interestingly, Ross, the week earlier, had felt moved that he had to find a vet hospital in our area. And so I'm feeling my body through this whole process, and I'm feeling what Willie's going through, and knew, you know, it was a matter of time, and, you know, was telling Ross about it, and Ross knew too. And for me to say, you know, we need to go to the hospital with Will now, Ross knew that I'd come to terms with this and said my goodbyes to Will. Now, here's the interesting part that I will never forget, and here's confirmation. When we grieve, we miss a lot, folks. And I can tell you in the past, when I've grieved over animals, I've missed stuff. But when I stay present, and I can tell you, I know it's hard to be staying present when you're in that stage where you know you're going to lose your friend, but there's stuff happening to support you always, okay? So here's an example of what happened. When Willie was a puppy, we took him for his first appointment to the vet to get his shots, his puppy shots. Okay? Out of nowhere appeared this huge black and white cat from nowhere, okay? And just was kind of staying around us and around Willie. And then Willie got his shots, and he had a bad reaction, and he stopped breathing, and they had to revive him. And we found out he was allergic to these shots, could not get shots anymore after that. So here we go to this hospital, and here the same cat, folks, honest to God, I swear it's the same cat, the same big black and white cat appeared out of nowhere. Ross and I are sitting in the waiting room. They wouldn't let me go back in where he was in the oxygen tent. So I'm sitting, sending Reiki to Willie, you know, from my chair, and I'm feeling he's getting worse and worse, and I'm just starting to lose it. I'm going to be honest. All of a sudden, this cat appears and starts doing these things in front of us that were so comical and crazy and unexpected and unlike any cat I've ever seen do. And by the actions that this cat was doing, it totally helped Ross and I become present again and focus and know we were doing the right thing and that, you know, Willie had support around him. And I can tell you that that cat was actually an angel in the form of a cat. So just know that there are many around your pet when it's their time. On that note, Chris, I think we better take a commercial break and then we'll come back with more about this.
Okay.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. So, folks, you're listening to Sue London on Get Inspired Radio and Christopher DiPaolo, my wonderful producer. We're going to take this quick break, and I want to share a couple of messages from some pets that from some owners. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I'm really glad that you've been a part of this show today, and I hope that something that I've said or Christopher has said will help you to cope with the loss of your pet, help you to prepare for their crossing. At this time, what I want to do is I ran in my newsletter last week that a bit of a contest that two people would be getting a reading from me, from a message from their pet. And the first one is for Natasha. And I want you to know, Natasha, your boy, he calls himself your boy, he is missing you. He has not crossed over. He's with your ex boyfriend still, and he is he understands that, you know, he's not meant to be with you now, that he's to be with your ex-boyfriend, and that your dog is happy and he's playing and eating and he's fine, he's doing great, but he misses you, but he understands. So you can take that guilt away from yourself. Okay, girl, you don't have to feel guilty. He knows what happened and unfolded there. I had a nice message here from Jan, and she lost her big guy, Jack, in July, and she's still having a hard time with that. And Jan, I want to say, you know, if you've been listening to the show today, I totally get what's happening with you, girl. And been there, still feeling it, going to be honest, and, you know, our pets are our babies. I want you to know that when you come out of the grieving stage and get yourself into the present moment. And that's tough. I know. You can do it, though. I know the gifts that you have. Start feeling what's happening in your body. Because when you watch for the awareness of tingling in your body, and in your body, and in the areas of your lap and your arm, okay, that's when you're going to know that Jack is right there with you. He's been on your lap, and he's been laying his head on your arm, and you've been missing that sign. And also when the temperatures around you drops, it's colder, that's also for you to know. And also when you're thinking about him, you need to know that he's there. And that's a message for everyone. When you think about someone on the other side, that's their way of saying, hey, I'm here. Take notice, okay? So sending you both lots of love and anyone else listening. Now, I want to take a couple minutes. The show's going so fast, Christopher.
Really has.
Yeah, well, I want to talk now about some examples of how Willie has been coming back to us. And at the end of the show tonight, we're going to play a song called On the Other Side. And this is a song that our dear friends, Bonnie Ross and her husband, Daryl Thistle, they wrote, produced, and performed. They're with Divine Music Productions. We've actually had Bonnie on our show doing psychic readings in the beginning of the year. They have produced this song, and we're going to end the show with that tonight. So it's kind of a different show totally tonight. But why I'm sharing this with you now is because Bonnie was ordained as a minister, I guess it was a week ago now, right, Christopher? I am so all out of whack. I think it was a week ago, wasn't it, that I shared? Or 2 weeks ago, maybe?
I think it was a week ago.
Week ago. Well, and so what happened, our loved ones on the other side will get our attention when you least expect it. And what happened, Bonnie and Daryl were singing the song, and I want you to pay attention when the song plays today, because listen to the words. they talk about come fly with me, you know, and it's time for you to fly, soar. Okay, this is what Willie's doing with me now. It's helping take me to a higher level. Okay, so when the song came on, that day it was very, very cloudy. There was no sun out. Then Bonnie and Daryl started singing the song, and the sun came out. Willie appeared right in front of me and said to me, "It's my time to fly." Well, you can imagine me breaking down in a church service, crying as my dog is coming, giving me this unexpected sign. And then what also happened as another sign was that the day after I lost him, I kept hearing, "Turn the radio on, turn the radio on, turn the radio on." And our loved ones will come through messages on radios through songs. And I've had this happen many times. And the song came on, and it was an oldie station. So this is like, I'm pointing this out because the song didn't match with the type of station. And the song was a country song, and it was basically the words were, "Although I've gone to the other side, I'm wrapping my wings around you, and I'm giving you love. I'm always supporting you." And it was another message for me from Willie. Now, there's strange things happening. As I'm doing the show tonight, I've got pictures of all my puppies with me, and the pictures are moving on my desk. There's a picture on my shelf, and it has fallen over of my dog Spot, and it does not fall over.
Wow.
The temperature is freezing in here. And the one thing that, Chris, I was sharing with you is that my computer screen is a picture with me holding Gus, Willie, and Molly. And I left the room yesterday, and I had some business decisions to make. And Willie had this way of looking at me and kicking my butt. Honestly, folks, he's still doing it. Because what happened, this picture, the screen changed, and then what happened, it just brought Willie's face just in. You don't see anything else but Willie looking at me, giving me that look. So he's still here with me. And folks, I want to assure you, all of your pets are still with you. I hope something we have said today is going to help you with your pet. I'm here to help you, folks. Please know that. On a special note, and we're almost out of time, we'll have to save it for next week, but Willie has sent us his replacement. He's a little puppy named Marley. He comes to our home tomorrow, and his mother is identical in looks and color to our Willie. His father is identical in looks and color to our Rocky, and his grandmother is identical in looks to our Molly. How scary is that, Christopher?
It's not scary, but it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I don't want to say scary, but it's just like, there you go, folks. There's your proof. So we're going to wrap up the show now, and folks, email me. I'm here to help you. GetInspiredRadio@gmail.com. Christopher, thank you for helping me through the show. I didn't know how I was going to do it without you, my friend.
Well, thank you too, Sue.
I love you as always. On behalf of my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And now, enjoy the song, "On the Other Side."
Come fly with me.
listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.